and pay hey and bays and Rashi. Chazer and Machloi. So we're starting to discuss Shmuel's halacha. That a person sells a shtar chayv, and then he goes after he sells it, he is moichel the chayv. Okay. A merker shuhum malva, the merker who's the malva was mochloi leloiva, was moichel the loiva, who's delineated in the shtar. Mochel, the mechila works. Damarle loiva the lekeach. So the cat comes and says, I bought the shtar, I have a right to collect. He says, you're not the baldover. The baldover still remains the malva, and the malva is moichel, so there's nothing to collect. My fellow yarish shall malva is moichel. Not only is the malva himself able to do the mechila, but the yarish of the malva can do the mechila. So there was a story with Reb Nachman's female relative. He's been to the Ksubah. So, Machra Shiba Ksubah to Lacherim, Abayda Tachas Bala. She sold the rights to collect the Ksubah to somebody else. B'tavis HaNoa. So Rashi says, B'tavis HaNoa means Dabar Muat. It's a small, for a small amount of money. Shein Ela Kechizuk Tavis, it's like the amount that you would use to represent payback for a favor, shekaren grid mapik rotzen, to express your feelings, your good feelings for somebody that you favor. So that's called tevis anua. So it means a small amount. Well, why did it only suffer a small amount? Fishalakech matam oisa besavik. The person who's buying a ksuba is buying it with very significant risk. Why Shematumbasi Bekhaya Bala? Because if she dies, she predeceases the husband. She would die first, then he doesn't collect. So therefore Mefached, the Lokeach is concerned, Banner Lokia the Badavan wants to be only buy it for a small amount of money. Because if she dies first, that she has no right to collect the ksuba. Also tabrele the barta, also the kuchus, because tabrele the barta, about ligvus ksubas ima, they came and said to the daughter, who she was trying to collect the ksuba of her mother, Meavia, from the father, Melirish haksuba mikach ima, and to have a right to collect the ksuba based on being the yarish of the mother. But Vela boy and little also him and Olamer imcha machor lanu. But they were arguing that the mother sold it, so therefore, whatever she doesn't have the right to collect, we bought the right to collect. So Reb Nachman says that the solution was that she can be meichel it vis-a-vis the father. Tezel b'tichla, the meaning of the yorish meichel, but that's we just said that the yorish has the power of mechila. V'imisel shazu meichel lehen. So the mother sold it to these people. Shachayim shahayil abal. All it was a shachayim in the baal. So the yarish of the one who has the right to collect the chayiv, the malva, so here would be the isha, kimachol the chayiv, and then later on she'll be yarish it from her father. Okay. Now, so Rabbi Nachman said, "Asino atzmenu." We've by doing so, we put ourselves in the position of being karcha diyanim, karev shabal din. Like a relative or a friend, havoi etzel dayanim, who comes to the dayan, va'archa barayus, and sets up the arguments for him. Achreskus oyavoi oykroivoi. So that's called archa dayanim. He presents the arguments in an orderly fashion. Kach lemati etzazu lahapsid shekenegda. By giving her this etzah, I've affected somebody else, so it was not proper to get involved. Okay. So Tosis is going to ask the kasha. So what you gain? She still has a garmi situation. Let's see the Gemara about it first, and then we'll go back to the Tosis. Okay, Gufa. You're holding the Gemara Pevav and Aleph by the two dots, six lines down. Amr Shmuel, Amr Hashachar b'lechaver b'chazer u'machol is machol. So Shmuel said this, you saw it, that the mechila works even after you sell it. Okay. Amar Huna read of Yeshua. So Huna read of Yeshua says, V'pikechu v'karkash le'zuzi v'kasev le'shtar b'shmei. I'm sorry, in the finish of Rashi on the last piece. No, let's just... Okay, when we do the Rashi, we'll get back to them. Okay, so what the Loiba will want to do is go to the, excuse me, what the Lekech will want to do is to go to the Loiba and have the Loiba write up a Shtar Chayv that he owes the Lekech the money. So this way the Lekech the keach will, the malva can't come in and swoop in and be machal him, because now there's a new star between the lekeach. The lekeach be machai himself in the star to the lekeach. So then the malva has no power to be machal. That'd be the smart thing to do. Why should the lekeach be willing to do that? You pay him something, he'll be willing to do that. Amar Meimar.
Sir, what happens? It appears now as if there's two shtarot and the guy's responsible for the money twice. I'm missing why he's not.
Well, I'm assuming the lekeach is not stupid. The loib is not stupid, so he'll say, "I will write you a star in your name. You give me back the other star."
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not explicitly stated.
The chiddush over here is the other way around. That. I mean, by doing so, he loses the sheep and the chasim in the original shtar. So, any property, he loses the power to collect any property which was sold.
In the interim. But any new properties that are sold, or any properties newly sold, he needs
it. Any property sold after the shtar would be fine. Amar Meimar. Mandatoin didn't agar me, but however, if you hold that the law is you collect in the case of garmi is our grommas, which halacha, even though gromma ben ezekin is potter, there's an opinion which holds that the cases which are referred to as garmi or garme are significant enough types of grommas that he would have to pay. So that's called the opinion, which is doyen din of the garmi. He will adjudicate the case of garmi and make him pay. So magbe beit mishter ma'alya. So if you hold that you're doyen din of the garmi, so the malva who sold the star and then was merchel the chayv was clearly was mafsid the lekeach. So the lekeach will be reimbursed. He lost the full value of the star. He could have collected this star of $1,000, and now he can't collect. So the half of it was the full value of the star. So he'll make him pay. He will allow it to go to Bezin, and the lekeach will get redressed from the malva moichel of the full amount of the star. Okay, man deloy doyen dinas gami. However, if you hold it, you're not doyen dinas gami. Which is mechukas tanam, whether you hold it, you're doyen dinas gami. So, magbi bei demei niyor ba alma. So the right to collect is the value of the piece of paper. Well, he has a piece of paper, so he could use it. So there's nothing to collect. Haba Uvda, the Mor says there was a story. The Kafi Rafram Rav Ashi Bagbe Ki Kishura Litzalmi. So Rav Ashi was the Dayan, and Rav Ashi was not inclined to make him collect. And Rafram, through the conversation, forced Rav Ashi into the position that he had them collect the full amounts, which the more uses an idiom, the kishura letalmi, that a person is buying a kishura, is a beam letalmi, which for pictures to something that you're going to engrave on, so you get a very smooth straight beam. So over here, it was the full amount. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, we left off in the Rashi Mikora. So the more, go back on the piece of Gemara before from yesterday. Mikora Kashemar came when Nachman said this suggestion. He felt Misorcha Lotisalom. The Besoyev Kishenizkarit. So what was his? Why did he feel afterwards that it was improper? But he regretted it. Kishin is karet. Adam chashu shiny. The fisher lemedim haymenu yeshu yashu afshaloyu the krayim. The people will they watch what Adam chashu does, and they're going to take this idea way beyond the proper application of it. So it is, in other words, it is appropriate mikir adin to help. Rashi is presenting it to help somebody who's related to be able to present themselves properly in Beis Din, or to come up. So over here it wasn't in Beis Din, it was outside of Beis Din, but to give them ways to deal with something, that is part of your responsibility to help them. Yes, somebody else will lose, but this is within their halachic rights, so you can do that. And but doing it for anybody is improper. If the purchaser is intelligent, so he tickles some money in front of the loiva. So he tempts him with some money. He hires him to write a b'shtarchayv to the lekeach. What we're concerned about, Rashi, is a kanunya. The malva will come to the loiva and say, "Listen, I'm going to be moichel the chayv, and you'll give me something as a kickback for doing that." So that'd be the kanunya. So before the malva comes and does that, you want to convince the loiva to write the shtar for you. A person who's machayev in the case of a grama. So magbe ve behaishtara mina moichloi, he collects from the one who's moichol the chayev. Mishtara ma'aya call a chayev shebesoichol, the full value of the chayev. A man deloy doy dinigami. The Rashi putav become perik basra. It's machlokes tanoyim. Remeir islay dinigami. Rameir holds that there is a din of the collecting garmi. Rashi is going to give one of the examples. There's machlokes rishonim, what makes something a garmi versus a grama. I mean, not every case of grama is chayiv, even according to Rameir. Only case of garmi. Rishonim give multiple chilukim to try to answer all the cases that the Gemara brings, multiple cases. Some say that the different the denigami is something which is an immediate loss. Some say it's the person was his kavanah was to be mazik. Some say that, but at the end of the Tosis Barbasra in the second paragraph comes out that there's no klal which explains all the cases. Tosis then should suggest that the chachamim saw certain cases were more common to be happening, and they were and they felt that they needed to make a kanas and address those cases. So it's a din d'rabbanan, according to Tosis. Ketanya, nisiyai shemena b'lo gadra raise a kidesh, b'chai b'achir yusa, you gotta be climbing. The Kamelon Kabbalah says, so there's two fields, a wheat field next to a vineyard, and there's a fence in between, so everything is wonderful. And now the fence falls down. So as long as the person is planning to rebuild the fence, it does not make the wheat field will not make the klayim, not make the vineyard klayim. But once the owner of the wheat field decides he's not going to build the fence anymore, it's not worth it for him. So the klayim becomes usur. So Meir holds in that case, once he's nisiyah shemana, once he just decided to ignore the case, but Gadra does not make a fence. So Hareza Kiddush, he makes the vineyard usur. V'chai Bachar Yusoy, or maybe it's the case all the way around, with the Baal HaKerem usur, the wheat field. V'chai Bachar Yusoy, and he has to pay for the damages.
The
Isra
applies only to one of the two crops or to both?
To both. But the one who was responsible for the fence, it was his fence which fell, would be the one who was financially responsible. Magabed Dimesh Nyor Baum, Klaimer, Armer Shaloy Mocherloy Elohan Nyor. So the merchant says, you collect the value of the piece of paper. Well, why do you collect the value of the piece of paper? He has the paper. But it means, it means, in other words, that's exactly what it means. He can argue that the final value that I sold you was the piece of paper. You have the paper, so nothing to pay for it.
Could you then argue that it's a mechak shuv because of the difference between presumably what was paid and the value of the paper?
Yeah, but that's garmi.
What's going to mean to change the value of the paper? But now that you said that you bought the value of the paper, but you paid the paper.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he's saying, I don't think Rashi means that he can really argue, all I sold you was a piece of paper. So since it's a law, so you bought it with this possibility. So if you didn't do your research about how the law of how things work, that's not my responsibility.
According to the first opinion that he's done, Dina Degarni, Rashi explicitly saying he's mechayev the full value of what's in the shtar.
Right.
If there was a lesser amount that he sold it, that the person sold it for, like the case before the ksuba, where she sold the rights to, it's not the goof of the shtar. They're selling the actual rights to collect. I guess why are we giving the value of the full shtar? Why not just the value of how much the right was? Because it's likely
going to
be less that they're not
going to
buy the full amount.
Well, you never buy a shtar for full amount,
right?
Because that's not business,
correct?
Right. So once he has the shtar, the value of the shtar to the person who has it, assuming that there's that once the chayv is a full chayv, he has the value of the full chayv to collect. What you made him lose was the full value of the chayv. You didn't make him lose the bill. So let's say in the case of the ksuba, she got divorced already. At this point in time, right? Somebody might buy it for less than that, but the value of the ksuba was the power to collect the whole chayv. That's the value. That's what I've caused you to lose. You're about to walk into the house and collect to the man and collect 200 zoos, and now you can't do it anymore. So that's what you lost.
I guess I think we were talking about yesterday. They're, you're not selling the goof of it, actually. I mean,
you're selling the power to collect,
right? And that's so he's losing technically,
right? But that's what he lost. The power to collect was he was able to collect that. We're talking about groma. What I caused you to lose was the 200 zoos. That's what you would have done with had the malva not done this step. He would have collected 200 zoos. Now he's not. So that's the groma. It's only a groma,
right?
You could argue that the person said I could have resold the shtar. So reselling the shtar, probably that's more than a groma. That's a direct damage to the you had an item which is worth of the market value of this item is let's say at this point in time is 150. I can sell 150, I collect for 200. You destroy my 150. You're a garum 200. Right.
You're saying that the mechila is direct damage on the 150.
Wait, so we could argue, the more doesn't argue that because the more said you only paid the money of the Rebbe because you bought it with that with the risk of that kitzel mechila. I'm saying, I can't make you collect that either because you accept it. That's what Rashi is saying. I could argue that you never bought more than that, but had that not been true, I say bought a chayiv. You destroyed. If there's a market price to the shtar that you destroyed. So that's why the rest of Rashi is the argument. So I could say I didn't destroy anything because it's still a piece of paper. You bought it with that risk. So you never bought more than the piece of paper, and the piece of paper you still have. And that's the point Rashi is saying. Kavi Rav from the Ravashi. Shabbat didn't lift Rav Ashi. The case came to Rav Ashi as Rav Ashi's bezdin. He sort of overwhelmed him. Right? He literally encircled him with proof to the point. He forced him to collect through the rules of Garmi. Ki kashur letzalmi klemer givui gomer a full collection. So the full amount of the loss. Just like a person is buying a beam to engrave pictures in it, make sure he buys a straight and smooth beam. Over here, it was a straight full collection. Okay. So now, Tosafot here is Akasha, so let's go back to the Gemara before and Rav Nachman's scenario. So he says, what was this great eitz over here? If you don't dinner the Garmi, so she'll be Michael the Chayv, and now they'll come to collect it from her based on Garmi. She's representing the mother, trying to collect from the father. We're saying, she'll be Michael to the father, and then she'll be yours from the father. Okay, great. The other comes to buy, you were girl, it's a hesed, the full value of the choy, so let's collect from you again. So they didn't gain anything. So Tosha says, Kasha ben Yitzhak, the Mahir Vicha, Harmin of the son of the man, the Dundinagar me, Magbebe, Dimishra Maalia. And so maybe you'll argue Rav Nachman passes like the Tana, which told you not to doin the Gemi, but Rav Nachman Gufe, doin the Gemi, because of Basra. So that's why it says Kasha, and this brings the case over there. Kavahel Garba the Achvi Akari the Chiti. So the case over there, where there is still a case of being a Moiser, that they came to take advantage of the plunderers came to take advantage of Reuven's property, and they didn't know where Reuven's property was, and this fellow pointed out where it was. So he was the one who Reb Nachman said that Moiser is a form of a garmi. He informs the government, or informs the people, or the mafia, that so and so has property here. So then the government takes it. He didn't do anything. The government did it, or the mafia did it. He's the guard. So in that scenario, made him pay. So Tosis says, "Yes, unfortunately, the Ketana." So the story was, he was a Ketana. Kemoy Haputus, which Matata Matona, will Machai Medina de Garmi. So some argue that the story was that her Mechila works because she reached the age of Putus, that there's an age where they're young, with Chomer Masak, and that they have financial abilities, so she can be Mechol the Chayb. However, since she's a Ketana, you can't collect from her. So you would not be able to get any redress or any loss which took place. So that's some people answer, but Tosis doesn't like that. So Tosis comes along and says that The Ben Yitzchok Nira, the Mitar Kach, the Mechayva, Medina, the Gami, Ella, Domim, Shenostu, Lo, Aksuvasa, Bolo, Kol, Aksuva. So Tosis argues on Rashi. And Tosis says that the amount you collect is not the full face value of the star, but the amount it was sold for. Like Yenner was arguing. So in this scenario, since the Ksuba was sold for a small amount, so the Lekeach will get reimbursed the amount of money they spent to buy the Ksuba. But she gains keeping all of the Ksuba. She's Merchel the Ksuba to the father, then she's Yerush the father, so she ends up with the whole Ksuba, and she pays out the amount of money spent on the purchase. So the Ben Shimshon doesn't like that. So that language is used to mean the full amount. He brings a right to that. So says at the end, where the brackets, how could Reb Nachman give her the Eitzel? See Reb Nachman Eitzel Hafsin Mom and Acherim Bishul Kurva Shelo Hayim Hafsinon Legamri Shemachzir Lem Mo Shenosnu. So we would gain now that Reb Nachman really did not. He was just. The purchaser did not end up losing because they got all their money back that the purchase price they got back. The potential of gaining they didn't get. That's what Reb Nachman felt was that goes under the umbrella of Misarcha Lo Titzal. But to master them Legamri, you're not doing dinner the Garmi. So the Mamash losing everything. Had Reb Nachman held like that sheet, maybe would hold. You can't give such a suggestion to cause other person to lose the full amount. Tosis and Rashi are arguing in the Pshat and Halal of the Gemara. Okay. You know what? While we're at it, let's see the next Tosis. Next Tosis is an introduction to the next Gemara. So Tosis says this in a few places in Shas. Tosis says that Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the Gimel Dinim Chalukim, there are three different ways that we deal with collections of money: the malva, the nizik, the socher. Case of a malva, the case of a nizik is coming to claim damages, and the case of a worker is coming to claim his wages. So we have three people walking to come with collect money from somebody who owes them money: a malva to the loiva, the nizik from the mazik, and the socher from the balabais. If the loiva has money, so the balchayv has money, the more here says that he can't. The loiva said, "I'd rather give you karka instead." So the malva, since he lent money. He has a right to get money back. So if the loiva has money, the loiva can't give karka instead. He can force him to give him money. The nizik, however, the case of nizik, filo isle zuzi miselak le ba'aro. It's the choice of the mazik to pay with karka if he so chooses, even though the mazik has money. He has a right to give a karka instead. Ubisocher, in the case of he's hired a worker, I feel less lezuzi, even if the employer has no money at all, and he says, "I'll give you karka." So in the case of the loiva, he says, "I don't have any money. I don't have any cash." So So there, the Malva can't make him go get cash. He can just say, I'm going to collect the karka. But over here, in the case of the employee, if the, and the employer does not have any cash, Amrina Lezil Tarch Mazovin Ba'aisizuzi, you have to go get cash. You can't say, I'll give you karka instead. I worked and said, okay, I'll give you a piece of karka. So, you know, I worked to have wages to go be able to buy food. I need my money. You know, so that we will force the employer to go get cash. He brings the Tanan Parak by Salia, Oysa Imar Betevin Ubakash. He was working, dealing with the straw, etc. Vamra Tomash, Asisa Miskarcha, here, take some of the straw as your payments. And Shemanloi, he can't do that. The employer cannot do that. And Mashma, awesome. I feel less than even he owes him any money. So he says, listen, I have any money to pay you. So take all I have to pay you is the straw. So here, I'll give you straw. So that's not a good argument. That's not valid. And he has to go sell the straw himself and get money and give the employee money. Okay, so that's the Tosis comes up again in Baba Kama in the first paragraph, where there is discussing the Sugya of Nizik. So Tosis says, Ma Baal Chayv Nizik and Sachar are different.
So even if it's liquid, some type of cash equivalent type of thing, stock, so that still would not be acceptable.
Correct. Because if the employee is willing to accept it, that the employer cannot force it upon him. I remember Mishmeder of Chomos tomorrow. To that, I remember Mishmeder of Chomos. Haiman the Ika Alek Subas Isha. So he has a claim of a ksubas isha, and he owes a ksubas isha, and he has a balchayv. He owes money to a malva. Obviously, ara, obviously zusi, and he has karka, and he has cash. So the balchayv masakinale bezusi. He gives the cash to the balchayv. The isha masakinale ara. He gives the karka to the isha. Haiki dine, each one according to what their real rights are. That the Baal Chayv has the right, his Iker right is to cash. So even if the Baal Chayv would say, I want the karka, says, listen, you let me money, you let cash, here's your cash back. So he has no right to the karka. It, you know, it works both ways, that he has no right to claim the karka over the cash, and the loiber cannot force him to take the karka instead of the cash. He has a right to the cash. That you gave me cash, you have a right to get cash back. The ika, but the isha, the ikar shibud is on the karka. See, even if the isha says she wants the cash, he could give her karka. Now, there's only all they have is one piece of property. And it's only enough to pay for one of the two chiyuvim. So what we do is the balchayv yavinan le, the isha lo yavinan le. We give it to the balchayv and not to the isha. Rashi says that this is the Kana Drabonan. The Mor is going to give us a reason why there is a Chomer coming along and saying we have a choice. We can split it. We can say free for all, or we can say that. So, in order to maintain, one of the Chomer made certain Kanas that if people who are lending, people need money to borrow, they need to be able to borrow money. If the lenders have concern, the ability to collect, it's much harder to collect to get to borrow money. So Morris says Shlotinal Delos Bifnei Lavan, in order not to close the doors in front of people which are applying for loans, they made certain tikkunos. So the Baal Chayv knows that even if it's going to be up against Ksuba's Isha, he will get his money back. If only his one piece of property, he'll be more inclined to make the loan. On the Isha side, Well, maybe she won't be inclined to get married if she's worried about that when there's a balkoyim, she won't be able to collect the ksuba. My time out, Yosef Mimasha, Ish writes Elisa, Isha writes Elinose. We're not afraid that the woman will not want to get married because she's worried that it comes down to the end and there's only one piece of property, the balkoyim will get it instead. That's not a reason for her to refrain from being willing to get married. Okay, let's hold it here.